So Rinpoche wishes everyone welcome, saying he hopes that knowledge resulting from studying the teachings, contemplating their meaning, and putting the ensuing understanding in the practice of meditation will develop in all of you.
So one resolves to attain perfect Buddhahood, which is beyond the limiting states of conditioned existence and the limiting state of the nirvana of arhats, in order to benefit beings in number as vast as the sky. Towards that end, one then decides to study the teachings, contemplate their meaning, and put the ensuing understanding into the practice of meditation. With this attitude, one then listens to the teachings. Now, in terms of attaining enlightenment, perfect Buddhahood, three types of knowledge are very important. The knowledge resulting from studying the teachings, and the knowledge resulting from contemplating their meaning, and the knowledge resulting from cultivating that understanding in the practice of meditation.
Ti jum tsin kan yin long dang rikpa ma tu na tambo long dang rikpa ma tu na tene sam hi ge ma re sam zong hi ra ji ge ma re sam zong hi ra ma ji na tene dan da gom ya bu hi ge yo ma re.
So these are then, so to speak, causally related. The first produces the next and so on. So if one to begin with doesn't study the teachings, does not apply reasoning and so on, one will not be able to comprehend the meaning of the teachings. If one does not truly comprehend the meaning of the teachings, one will not be able to practice meditation properly. Therefore, all three types of knowledge are important.
Teya jaro wampo karma pa sumbaran zong doji sakye mala le longrek tupe mihi dev le tor longrek tupe mihi dev le tor menga sambe te zong mena chom gomzong wu jene lok jikin sar hirap som je nama je bar kyo sumbar
longrek tupe
mihi dev le tor Long tang, Sanji Jisumba long tang, Rikpa Tupi, Kanya Mihipa Deva Yore, Mihipa Deva Latore. Tene Minga Samu Yangni Yangdo Samna, Tetsong Jimba Jungle. Tene Gom Jana, Gom Zongo Woodje, Nelo Jiki into Sarawam,
Gom Jung
Hirap, Gom Zong Hirap Jawoodje, Tene Tanda. Don't tamp at them, bam, nail of the ton jet our window, topper. Topper senna, then they hear up some janama jabber show somewhere.
So, the third Karmapa, Rangjung Doje, in his Mahamudra prayer, says the following, namely that through studying the Buddha's word and through applying reasoning in terms of understanding the teachings intellectually, through that one then is freed from not understanding or not knowing. So intellectual knowledge is obtained through that process. Then secondly, he says, through contemplating the profound instructions, all types of misconception are cleared away. So that relates to the second type of knowledge resulting from contemplating the meaning of the teachings. Then, through the practice of meditation, through cultivating the understanding which one obtained through contemplating, through cultivating that understanding in the practice of meditation, then the light of wisdom will shine forth. So that relates to the third type of knowledge. The verse ends with the following, may the three types of knowledge develop and expand. So through this we can see that these three types of knowledge are very important.
Tene nelo gato ta tsu gon som seba la tene kar to gogre sena nelo gato am to tam pe den ba to go pare.
So it's through the light of meditation then that ultimate truth or the true nature is attained, which is one's aim in terms of practice, whichever aspect of practice it may be.
Tene ton tambe denba tokwa layang tambo kunzo jujin tende tso tsanje nansar hiba te karchenbo yobare.
Now, in terms of realizing ultimate reality, it's important to start out by understanding the way in which things seem to exist. That is relative reality. Now, relative phenomena are the outcome of the collective force of various causes and conditions. So understanding this process, the process of dependent occurrence is important.
Tene namba sanje bilo la penna tumta vangdo se na nintu seda mava ne zong te sana dorje tepe parje hepa mandava So, Hepa Madava Mambu Yavare, Hepa Madava De, kunzob je nansor tang, tundang je nesor kanyinba, dehe par, tarto ne te niti higuyur.
So within the Buddhist tradition, there are various stages in terms of different approaches and different schools of thought. Now, all these different explanations pertain to explaining relative reality and ultimate reality, the way in which things seem to exist on a relative level and the way they truly are.
That is on an ultimate level.
So these two aspects of reality, relative reality and ultimate reality, as was said, to understand these is very important. Now, if one truly understands relative reality, that understanding will be conducive towards realizing or understanding ultimate reality. And if ultimate reality is understood or realized, one will no longer cling to relative reality. Thus, one's tendency to take relative things to be real and solid entities will be eliminated.
Then, Natsu Tatarje, Tatarje Nanson de la Jano, Tatarje Natsu Nanson de Kangin Batang, Nanson de Kunz of Dembare, Tatarje Natsu Nansor Kunz of Dembande, Nanson de Kandayin by Yapu Higore, Tatarje Nansor de Yapu Hina, Tatarje Nansor Dundan de by Yang Yapu Hir. Marie.
So, if one truly understands relative reality, what one experiences in the present, that understanding involves understanding ultimate reality as well, in that these two aspects, relative reality and ultimate reality, can are not two separate entities, are not two separate things.
Gong and Nam Hiji Yola, Tene Zog Dra Te Ro Rizanga de Hago Yere, Ta Gong and Nam Hiji Yola, Zog Dra Te Ro Rizanga, Hamati, Candice Hago de Sena, Jujin Tender Tosan Jenama, Jumantava, Malantava Chile, Jetanga want to send here.
So if one considers objects perceived through the five senses, visual forms, and so on and so forth, if one understands that these sense objects are merely the outcome of the coming together of various causes and conditions, if that is understood, one will have understood that in actual fact these sense objects are illusion-like and dream-like. That is to say that they are insubstantial and unreal. Even though they manifest, even though they do appear, they are not solid entities.
Tatar Natsur Nava Zugda Terror Rizan Nava Kanditina Yang, Tene Jojig Latemba Mare, Jin Jig Latemba Mare, Jojin Tender Hajang Mambo Jetoka Latembare, Jojin Tender Rede Laya, Jojin Tender Mabe, Jojin Yomare, Tender War Tracking Tava J Umba Capso, Jojin La Tatawa Mabare, Tendu Sam No Town Umba Capso, Tene Jojin Tender Tosanjanawa Tit, Tene nang chang jing mala juma tabare ma to yang takwar tene denbar ma do ba rekpa yang takpa am hirab yang takpe che na tene hi to bare.
So considering any of the five sense objects, whichever one may experience in the present, one should use that as an object for analysis and reasoning. Now, if one carefully looks at something perceived, a sense object, one should then look at it in terms of it being real or not. That's the question in terms of one's analysis. So a sense object is not a product of one cause or one condition. Innumerable causes and conditions must come together for a sense object to appear. If one then considers each and every cause and condition involved, they in turn require endless causes and conditions. So that process then is infinite, so to speak, when one goes into the different causes and conditions in detail. Thus, one can see that any given sense object is merely the outcome of infinite causes and conditions. Thus, it has no independent reality. It is dreamlike and illusion-like. If that is understood, one then cuts through the tendency to see things as solid and real. Thus, an understanding of relative reality is conducive towards generating understanding of ultimate reality.
Tene tatar je nawan de malam yin do nandong yin mi yin yang ma cho la sim chin na la nawan de la den bar yin pe nam do ji re den bar yin pe nam do de trpar trpar lo re lo bo lo re ta den bar yin pe Denbar came, but Nam don't triple low up local low day. At any jungle here. Te jammer sebala, then it don't bunny to don't talk about it.
So, ultimately, then, any given phenomenon lacks inherent existence. It is empty of inherent existence. Though empty of inherent existence, it does appear. So, even though, so to speak, even though there is nothing, there is yet a presence. That leads us to the teaching that appearances and emptiness are inseparable. They are they can't be distinguished as two separate things. To take things to be truly existent, that then involves mistaken states of mind, confused states of mind. It is in order to overcome such states of mind that one then applies oneself to the teachings in order to understand or realize the way things truly are.
Deni ji yeva to se chiran so lobjon si yimbare tandange sarpa hie ko samare tere nan jor ji wan so malare pe sungol chike chike hi deni
so Rinpoche says he will not go into the different assertions of different Buddhist schools of thought since you're studying that already. Therefore, has chosen to explain a verse from one of the songs of Milarepa.
Tian nanjur jawaso Milarepa sungor chigla se se nawa chetar nala jang mato tunan trpa te yorji khenpe chenwar se songpare ta.
So Milarepa says that whatever outer appearance one may consider, if there is no realization of the nature of the outer appearance, they, so to speak, produce, these appearances produce confused states of mind, or they involve confused states of mind. And for as long as one is attached to these outer appearances, for as long as one takes them to be real and solid entities, for that long outer appearances bring about states of mind where one is fettered or bound by confusion, ignorance. So
there are different kinds of objects, outer appearances, in terms of how one relates to them, how one sees them. Some appearances may be very attractive. One may long for them. One may find or take pleasure in them. Other appearances then are unattractive. One feels repulsed. And again, towards some appearances or objects, one may be indifferent.
So, relative reality changes in terms of how one relates to what one encounters. Now, if one encounters, for example, an enemy, if one sees one's worst enemy and hears this person speak, one will feel maybe anger, or one will be repulsed. In brief, an unpleasant experience comes about. Whereas if one encounters a dear friend, the opposite will take place. On the other hand, one may be indifferent towards what one has encountered, such as when seeing a tree, that, for example, won't bring about any particular experience of attraction or repulsion. Or, for example, when one hears the sound of running water, that as well won't bring about experiences that are emotionally colored in one way or the other.
Tetavu tanda ngatsu nansu dratang nyinda parma nansu te ngatsu nanga nando te nansu la denpa tatu nawa la nansu denpa tatu nawa ta la semga yang denpa re saunna hinga yore te te tonda denpa matu pa malam dravo re tini njurva zogri na nanga nando njurva la tinte saruja nama te yang njurgri
di tanda te dranyan barma sum
Denpa tardu nawa la tinte namdo ka denpa ra khenpa ra mato sarur yor la denpa trupa yo maare sarur yor la denpa ra mepa la tinte namdo la nanga namdo ka njorwa la tinte sarur nawa te ya njondro kare Haku suma
Ditra
elva di tesi kutsu enofam Ta Dranyi parma nawa te denpa tardu pakya ka wanga denpa tardu nangare Denpa tata nawa tela semji denpa hina yang denpa madhubare namdo ka denpa malam ngo mahipa na malam ngo mahipa kapsa dranyi parma la dranyi parma nawa de denpa mina yang pakya ka nawa la namdo ka denpa hinda dhruga yore re rama te denpa hinda dhruga la tenden jirva sova hi te yendo tenden nga chwe tatar je nawa te yang Nanga Namdo and Jurva Latin, Serge Nawayan, Malamgin and Jurvas over it. Nangi Namdo
Latin.
Nanga Namdo Latin, they say now and Jurvas over it. Tenda say now at the Denver Madubrisiker. Yeah.
So there are these three main categories that were mentioned in terms of how one experiences relative reality. Now, whichever one considers, whether it's something attractive, unattractive, or something towards which one is indifferent, these outer appearances seem to be real and solid entities, in addition to which one takes them to exist in that way. So one perceives them as real and solid entities, whereas in actual fact, appearances have no independent reality. They are, as was said, illusion-like and dream-like. In actual fact, it is one's way of seeing what one encounters which then brings about a certain experience. So in actual fact, one's perception colors one's experience of relative reality in one way or the other, which points to that in actual fact, what one encounters has no independent reality.
Take you don't answer similar dongaji chungaino, donga de la dambari, donga la namdok a dambari came, but topjit donga de damba drop de bandavojere ma, yobara mato, donga de dambar mato per hibaino, then eh, tanda donga de dambar mepare, yondo here. When a malam mo my hippa capsu donga yere, malam mo hippa capsu.
So that applies to suffering as well. Even though one may see one's suffering as real and solid, in actual fact it isn't. It's like suffering experienced in a dream. For as long as one is not aware of that one is dreaming, the suffering one experiences in the dream seems real and solid to one. Whereas after one has woken up from the dream, one then knows it was only a dream, or if within the dream one becomes aware of that one is merely dreaming, one recognizes that one is merely dreaming, the suffering dreamt of will no longer be real and solid.
Tandang also Tatar Janawa Javare, Tatar Janawa la Javare, Chitang Kova la Jana, Corbin Nawa, then Turban Navare, Turban Navate, Demba Tata Nankin, Malango, Maki Bagindo, Turban Nawa la Nandoga Demba Hinde, Tinidongana Zonimore.
So, in general, if one considers samsara or conditioned existence, then things seem to be real, though in actual fact they are not. Even though things are not real, one tends to see them as such, which produces suffering.
Tene malare petanda sa nawa cheta nanga cha mato tunan tunan te yorji kembe chengmar si si jete mato pakap sun tru pe nawa tela dembar kemba lati te tene nyumong da donga na so chigri sumba.
So therefore Milarepa says that whatever outer appearance one considers, for as long as there is not realization of its true nature, for that long, confused states of mind will result, due to which one takes the appearance, whichever one, to be real, through which one becomes attached to the outer appearance, thus suffering is produced.
Tene tokpa na la joman na yonang sem je trosin jar somore ta ne log to tokpa na la kande se nangre se na nawa de dembar nang mare jomatav nangre jomatav nang se jit kar re Nawa the Nandong Yemi the Nangre, Nandong Yemi Tela, Dembari Hemba, Mabe Senna, Tene Nawa de Tene Gomje Tros in Jagre Samore.
Now, that then relates to ordinary beings. If one takes those who have realization of the true nature of appearances, for example, then these outer appearances is not seen as real. They are seen as illusion-like. Since they are seen to be illusion-like, there is no clinging to them. Thus, appearances does not bind or fetter one, so to speak. That is to say, result in samsaric or conditioned existence, because when it's seen that things are illusion-like, it is seen that in actual fact, things, even though things appear, even though they manifest, they are essenceless, insubstantial, and unreal. They are empty of inherent existence. Thus, anything encountered, any outer appearance, will be conducive towards furthering one's practice of meditation. Thus, appearances or outer objects are not obstructions, they are conducive towards furthering one's meditation practice.
Pena malam to me chepa tang chue chepa malam tang wang yinno. Tene malam ngon maahi pa kapso, me tang chola denbar hiin, me tang chola denbar hiin, ranga lula denbar hiin ba la tiin te, me chepa tang chue chepa dunga yungre. Karsi Malang O Hiba Yina, then me and Chuy now at the Malang O Hiba Tros Hagre, Malang O Hiba Tros Harba Mazi, Mo Hiba Ti, then Tanda Mo Hiba Tili, Maying Beto Yansigre.
So if one dreams of, for example, being burnt in a fire or carried off by a flood of water. For as long as one isn't aware of that one is only dreaming, for that long one suffers as if one is truly burnt in a fire, for example, because when there is no recognition of what actually is happening, confused states of mind then produce such suffering, in that due to being unaware or confused, whatever occurs is taken to be real and solid, thus producing suffering. Whereas if one recognizes that one is merely dreaming, such suffering will not occur. Also, the various things dreamt of, whether it's a fire or a flood of water, may be conducive towards maintaining an undistracted awareness of their illusion-like nature, which then takes place in one's dream experience. Thus, in terms of certain practices where conscious dreaming is the aim, things dreamt of are conducive in terms of furthering one's meditation practice. Similarly, in one's waking experience, if one has an awareness of that things are empty of an essence, even though they do manifest, if one has such awareness, then whatever is encountered will be conducive towards furthering one's meditation practice.
Nandong yer meba, Jomantavo, Malantavo, Mikjutavo, Chonanga davatavo, Melong Nanga Zungintavo, Tene Tandepe, Tandayopa, Longintavo, Utendravotago, your gongo.
So, there are what is called the six practices which originate with a master called Naropa. One of these six practices relates to developing realization of the illusion-like nature of things. So the practice itself is merely called illusory form, meaning that one develops awareness of the illusion-like nature of things. That one then applies, for example, in one's waking experience to anything encountered, whatever one experiences in one's life, one, with respect to one's experience or personal phenomena, so to speak, develops awareness of the union of the two aspects mentioned, namely appearance and emptiness, that even though there is nothing, there is no reality, yet there is a presence. That awareness of the union of appearance and emptiness is then related to different analogies to illustrate what it means. So things are said to be like illusions, like appearances in a dream, like a mirage, like the reflection of the moon in water, or like the Now you got like the appearance of the reflection of for one's of for example oneself in a mirror. One may use analogies relating to our modern world, like for example the images appearing on a screen. So anything in one's waking experience is said to be like that.
Tene gonso de la madabe julu sigere tekba jembo tan dorje tekba tumong nyamne re te danda dorje tekba nyamne ma ze ba kap so yang tene danda gonso te gomcho gire madabe julu re tabe julu la da jingor gomba la so ba dorje tekba yang gonso che bar jimanda wa mangbo yore.
Yeah. So this practice then has two facets. One where one develops awareness of the illusion-like nature of ordinary things, such as a table or whatever one encounters. The other facet of this practice relates to developing the awareness of the illusion-like nature of things through using different meditation methods of the approach called the Vajrayana, such as meditating on a yidam and so on.
Chiroga Juliji Yamni Sena Yang Tanda Tene Seni Tipa Kabja Oma Kabja Osemja Kabja Chutamja Juma Malam Tao Keba Telang Hitembo Jona Tene Karchembore Tene Chiroga Taku Juli Gomba Yetan Savan Rao Jagayure Karchembo.
So now that you're studying the Majjhimaka tradition and the mind-only school of thought, this is taught, namely that things are not real and solid, they are illusion-like. So that then applies to the first facet mentioned of the practice of illusory form, where one develops awareness of that ordinary things in whatever one may encounter are illusion-like, and this is very important because that will form the basis for one's practice of the second facet, where one makes use of other methods involving yidam meditation and so on. These appearances referred to as pure appearances.
Tenye bo te mato pe ne kap tok pe ne kam ni re. Tan thar tok ne kap kar re sa na thar tok don la na ma nyu jemi chukor ta go song song ba.
So going back to the verse, then the situation where there is no realization of the nature of outer appearances and the situation where there is such realization, both have been described. That brings us to the third point in this verse, which relates ultimate reality.
Tartok don a nang manus did the Nelong Tartok, Tamato becaps a damber nangare, Topacaps a Jumata nangare, Nelong Tartok la candidacena, Nelong Tartok la, Nang manum city Tartok to about the traveling.
So, in the first situation, we saw that when there is no realization of the nature of things, one sees them as real. And when there is realization of the nature of things, one sees them as being illusion-like. Now, ultimately, ultimately, it is seen that in fact things have never truly manifested even. So that relates to a state of mind free from mental fabrication.
Yes.
So, when one states that nothing has in fact truly appeared, that is to say that appearances lack inherent existence, they are empty of inherent existence, that emptiness as well is not real. So both appearance and emptiness are unreal ultimately.
Nelo thardo ko tonla nawa drop mado pe sena tongba yang mado pare tene drop alin de par.
So if one sees that appearances are unreal in that they are empty of inherent existence, and if one also sees that emptiness itself is not something real and solid, tene dini tongna. Then one has gone beyond mental fabrication. So, if we again look at the dream, as was said, if one recognizing that one is near the dream for what they are, it is seen that they are merely like illusions, that they are illusion-like. Thus, there is no suffering. If one takes the example of dreaming of a fire or a flood of water, then if one isn't aware of that one is dreaming, these things seem real, whereas if one is aware of that one is dreaming, they seem unreal. On the other hand, in terms of ultimate reality, then there is perception of that in actual fact, neither the fire nor the flood of water have ever truly existed, have never truly come into existence.
Malam Dunga te Tongba Nijiton Mato Bakasu Dunga Dembar Namare Tongba Nijiton stop a cup, so don't answer you. Jomatava, Malam Tava, Malam Mohibanda. So far, Nelum Tatuka cups of trauma, young body. Don't know who my daughter.
So there are these three stages, so to speak. The stage where there is no realization or understanding of, for example, the suffering one experiences. At that stage, then the experience of one's suffering will be very intense, in that one sees it as real. Whereas during the second stage, there is realization of that suffering is empty of reality. It is essenceless, insubstantial, and unreal. Thus, the experience of, for example, emptiness is an experience conducive towards furthering one's meditation practice. Then there is the third stage, or the third situation, where there is perception of that, for example, suffering has never even truly come into being. It has never, in fact, existed. In terms of the third stage, that then points to that things are empty in and of themselves. So if one takes the example of dreaming of being burnt in a fire, if there is perception of that things are empty in and of themselves, then it is seen or perceived that there is no real fire, as well as one's body, which one dreams is being burnt, also has in fact never truly come into being. Thus, there is no suffering, in that there is perception of that in actual fact, or ultimately, things have never truly manifested or come into being.
Tetar dongala ngowo mini yang ngowo yoba tavate pak namto ndrupa re pakchak top jen namto ndrupa tanda malam to mi tsikwa dongala jikwa re.
Now, the fact that one ordinarily sees, for example, a fire as having reality, as having substance, is due to various tendencies within one's mind. These tendencies then triggers off that perception,
that misperception, so to speak.
So it's important to contemplate these three stages, in particular in terms of suffering. One should relate these three situations to suffering. Because if one realizes that suffering is merely a product of unawareness or confused states of mind, it is then easy to see that other things as well are in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So this then concludes this brief explanation based on one verse from one of the songs of Milarepa, where Milarepa relates outer appearances to these three situations, the first relating to no realization of the nature of appearances, the second relating to realization of the nature of appearances, and the third relating to the ultimate reality of appearances. Do you have questions? During or when considering the second stage, there is still the tendency to see things as illusions, that is to say, they have a certain amount of existence, so to speak. To a certain extent, they seem real, but not real in the ordinary sense. They are illusions, and they do exist as such in that situation for that individual, whereas during the third stage, then, there is realization of that things do not even exist as illusions. They have no reality whatsoever. So if one again takes the analogy of dreaming of a fire, during the first stage the fire seems real, one is unaware of that one is dreaming. During the second stage, the fire seems unreal, but there is still the appearance of the fire, which is related to as an existing object, so to speak. Then there is the third stage, where there is realization of that not even the manifestation of anything such as a fire exists in any way, not even as an illusion.
So,
if you dream that you have a new car and it's smashed, if you're not aware of that you're dreaming, you will become very upset. Whereas if you're aware of that you're dreaming, you do not become upset, but there is still a sense of reality in your experience, even though you see that, or you perceive that the car has no actual reality, but the car is still there, so to speak. Whereas in relation to the third stage, there is realization of that the car has in fact never existed. You're completely beyond conceptual states of mind, whether coarse or subtle. You're beyond mental fabrication. Thus, these events do not affect you in any way.
Yeah. jikrayo mare donga yongo mare ina nelong tatok la kare resena demba trata lu demba mato pa ma se nang sang ya dia ngone yo mare trata lu de yo mare rang ka nam do khona thor song mare ho ten ra wo sam de kar chem bore ten ne pe mara wala jan ji
So, if you dream that you fall off a precipice and you're not aware of that you're dreaming, you would be very frightened thinking that when you hit the ground you'll die because you're completely unaware of that your body is unreal as well as rock from or the precipice from which you're falling and so on and so forth, thus you suffer greatly. Whereas if you are aware of that it's merely a dream, the rock, your body and so on are what one calls mere appearances. The word mere indicating their illusion-like nature, their being awareness of the illusion-like nature, though the different contents of the dream still manifest. So in terms of your experience, they are illusion-like, therefore you do not suffer, but the contents of the dream are still there, so to speak, as illusions. Then there is the third stage where there is awareness of that in actual fact none of the things dreamt of has ever truly come into existence. The event is merely a manifestation of a conceptual state of mind, conceptual meaning an ignorant state of mind, or a state of mind where you're unaware of the nature of things.
Tejendo tenen aso mlam do kecha dokya rang la meba la so be kecha dokya je so yi na mlam ngo ma ki ba kap so ngarang ge den ba tro ba am jo de ge den ba tro ba dra de thi song sam ge de ne pe sem do ge mlam ngo ki ba yi na dra ya na ta re thu ya ge dra te ya na ta re tune am jo de ya du tin ya ma re na ta re tene donga ya na ta je ma do yo ma re ne long tha tok la tene tene dra ta am jo ni ga ma ro pa se na tene donga ya ngo ma ro pa re tro ma nyong ma re chi ba re ba
so if you on the other hand dream that someone is abusing you verbally, then you think of the person abusing you as real as well as your ear faculty through which you perceive these words of abuse as real and so on and so forth. Therefore you suffer, whereas if you're aware of that you're dreaming, that suffering will not occur, though the contents of the dream still manifest. Though, as was said, they are seen to be like illusions, thus they do not produce any suffering. Then you have the third stage, where there is realization of that all things are empty in and of themselves, thus nothing has truly come into existence.
Korvata nyande ni deya sem thor rang sem thor yimba kap song korva re thorpa se na deni nyande re.
Now the Buddhist teachings speak of samsara and nirvana, conditioned existence and enlightenment. Now these two concepts merely relate to two states of mind. Ignorant states of mind and an enlightened state of mind.
This is a Kovan Turnang Yimbatang, Dongan Turban Nama Yimbatang, Semna Turba Yaba Hakona, Nikiti Natini, Yangil and Deba, Delau Hakotu.
So if it's understood that suffering, samsara, and so on are merely manifestations of ignorant states of mind, that understanding in itself brings one closer to enlightenment.
Yeah.